You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
We are constantly surrounded by the message that mom life is the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it can be hard and full of lots of showing up for others, the idea that being a mom means living a joyless life, a stale or shit show kind of life all the time, is something I am passionate about putting a stop to. My name is Ali Casaza, and I'm about to make your life so much lighter. You are listening to The Purpose Show. A quick note, because it is so important to me that I am able to authentically be myself and speak the way that I normally speak here on my podcast, not sugarcoat or be vanilla or wear a different mask when I'm talking to you guys here. You'll find the occasional curse word on my show. So if that bothers you, if it's not something you want your kids to hear, grab your headphones, girl. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my loves. Okay, we are going to dive right in to a process that can help you with lots of different things, mainly changing the pattern that you have been seeing in your life, the pattern you've been living out that is not desirable. It's something, it could be one thing, it could be a lot of different things all at once. But it's basically when you are stuck in a pattern of living your life a certain way, doing things a certain way, getting results in your life that you don't want. This could be in your business. This could be in your relationships. This could be just in yourself, your relationship with yourself, your physical self, your mental, emotional, spiritual self. It could literally be in anything, just in your daily habits, the way that your parenting is going, whatever. When you want to shift out of a way of being, out of getting results that are not favorable to you, that you do not want, and into getting more of what you actually desire for yourself, for your life, for your loves, your relationships, your money, all of that. This is a practice that you can do. It's fairly quick. It's pretty easy. It doesn't require a ton of introspection, which I'm all about. I think that that work is really important. And I also think that it can be really heavy. And I just feel like nobody says this, but I want to say it. I feel like there are times where we are just really hard on ourselves and we push ourselves to do deep inner work when we are actually just freaking exhausted and too tired to dive deep and figure out all the big reasons why and why am I like this? Why do I do the things I don't want to do? And can y'all all feel very almost like self-abuse? You're just pushing yourself further and deeper and harder. And you don't need that. You don't need that. I do think that, like I said, it's important to be introspective. It's important to understand ourselves. It's important to dive into, things like inner child work and finding limiting beliefs and things that are holding us back about ourselves and the way we believe things about ourselves and the world and the way things work. And all of that is really, really good. But sometimes you're just tired and that's not what you need. You need a break. You need rest. And you just need to focus more on how you want things to feel and less on what's going wrong and why is it going wrong. So this is a lighter, more refreshing exercise than, you know, kind of all that deep stuff. Because sometimes, honestly, my personal humble opinion is that sometimes it's just not time for all that deep shit. And we just need to lighten things up and shift. And we can shift by just making a decision to shift. Okay. So here's the exercise. I just did this morning. And I was like, you know, I've done this a lot of times. And I don't think I've ever talked about it on the Purpose Show. So here we are. What you're going to do is you're going to get a journal. Okay. Any basic journal. I grabbed the journal that I've used for like 6 months. It's full of random notes. It's not anything specific. It's messy and tattered. It's almost completely full. I grabbed that journal and a pen. I sat on my bed and I opened the journal up fully. So we're both like, it's open like a book. It's not folded on to one page. It's folded open to two pages, left and right side. Okay. On the left side at the top, I write, and here's what I'm going to say it in terms of you, so that if you're re-listening to this later, you can just literally follow my instructions and like see yourself doing this. On the left side, you're going to write at the top, unfavorable conditions. And on that page, you're going to write out all of the things, just like in bullet point list. You can be messy. You can draw pictures. You can use colors. You can just, I literally just took a black ass pen and wrote like a bullet list of things that are unfavorable to me that I have been having go on in my life, okay? And you're going to just write that down. Here's what I want to say about this left side of the paper. You get what you are. You get in life what you're putting out. You are, like, we know from science, we know that everything is energy. Everything is putting out a frequency, and that energy is like a magnet. So whatever your frequency is as a person, that's what you're going to be attracting to you, because like attracts like. So if you are getting unfavorable results in your life, you're getting the type of relationship that you just really don't want for yourself. You know, if you're dating, you're attracting the type of men that is just not really your heart's desire. If you're in business and you're just getting like a lack of money, you're getting, you know, just shitty results, you're not attracting the right kind of clients, whatever it is, you're getting those things because it's a match for you. So to change what you're getting, you have to change what you're a match for. You have to elevate. The work is always going to be in you. You can only control yourself. You can only control what you are focusing on, the energy that you're a match for, the energy you're putting out, and what you are a match for. Okay. This is how you change your life. This is how you change your patterns. This is how you change your relationship. This is how you change your business. This is how you change your relationship with money. This is how you get more of what you want and less of what you don't want. This simple work, okay? So that left side of the paper where it says unfavorable outcomes, unfavorable circumstances, whatever you write, that is a list of things that you have previously been a match for that you are just like, okay, I don't like this. And this is normal. When we experience contrast, so a contrast between what we are actually experiencing in our life and what we want to be experiencing, that's a contrast. They don't match, right? That means that there's contrast. Contrast is normal. It is good. It is a part of being alive. It's a part of the human experience to have contrast. We have to have contrast in order to be propelled forward, in order to grow and evolve. And human beings are made to grow and evolve all the time. We're not made to be the same. We're not made to be stuck or stagnant or stay in the same patterns. We're made to always be growing, always be going to the next level. We're an abundant creature, right? So when you experience contrast, when you're like, wow, this is just really not the result that I want to be seeing, that's contrast. The contrast between what you desire and what you're getting. The contrast then makes you say, I don't want this. I actually want this. So this is, it's not like this list on the left side is like a list of your failures, a list of your shortcomings, a list of how shitty your life is, how bad off you are. No, it's just a list of unfavorable outcomes. You have been an energetic match for these things on this left side of the journal. We're going to shift that. Okay? So try to kind of detach from it and see it from a place of emotional neutrality as much as you can. Okay? It doesn't mean anything about you. It just is. It is just what you have been a match for. And we're going to watch our vibration better. We're going to watch what we're putting out better. We're going to watch what we're a match for better. We're going to watch our thoughts and our words, and we're going to shift into something new. Okay? So, left side of the paper, unfavorable outcomes, things that are going on in your life, patterns that you've been seeing, experiences you've been having that are not what you desire. On the right side of the paper, at the top, you're going to write desires, or you can write favorable outcomes, or favorable and desirable, which is what I wrote at the top of my right side of the paper. These are things that are favorable to me, that are desires that I have, things I am calling in. And for the most part, they're going to be the opposite of what's on the left side of the paper. So for example, if you are attracting partners that are, let's say I'm in single mom mode. So let's say that you also are and you're dating. You're attracting men who just kind of don't know how to hold space for your emotions. Maybe they're just really emotionally distant. Maybe they have the avoidant attachment style. Maybe they just don't value your emotions. They kind of just want you to be perfect all the time. Okay. That is unfavorable. So what is favorable? A safe space, respect, someone who holds my emotions with me, who sits in them with me, who sees them as valuable, who respects me, a romantic love that feels very safe where I am fully seen and understood. Let's use business as another example. Let's say the unfavorable outcome you've been experiencing in your business is just stagnation. People are not opening your emails. Money's not flowing. People are just lots of an increase in negative comments. Just kind of just feels like, blah. I am now in a place where I'm just like avoiding my business. I'm not satisfied. I'm not happy. I feel like it's kind of farting on my passion. Like I just don't enjoy logging in and working and creating content every day. It's just not going the way I want. That's an unfavorable outcome. What would be desirable and favorable? People loving my content, me feeling really excited to show up, people opening my emails, people seeing my name in their inbox and just being like, I've got to see what she's saying. I love her emails. She makes me feel really good and really understood and really supported. Every time I open her emails, she's got something helpful for me. I love her content. Positive comments, so much more positive than negative. Things like that. Money is flowing in from all sides. Everywhere I look, there's money flowing in. Like this is what you're going to write on the right side of the journal. Okay, so you're thinking about it, you're looking at the contrast in your life, you're looking at what's not favorable and what would be desirable, and you're putting them on the left and right sides of the paper. Now, when you're finished, you feel like, okay, this is pretty much all of it. You're going to take the left side of the page on the left side, the unfavorable outcome side. You're going to rip it out of the journal and you're going to look at it and say to yourself or out loud, whatever floats your boat, I am no longer available for this. I see this, I'm experiencing the contrast, and I know that I am in charge of creating my world. I am in charge of what I attract into my life, and I'm no longer available for this. I see it. I see how I got here. I see where my energy has just been kind of off and has drawn this kind of thing into my life, and I'm done. You're going to set it on fire. Watch it burn. I set mine on fire in my grill outside. You could do this wherever it's safe for you and where you live. Set it on fire. I watch it burn. And as I watch it burn, I just imagine myself fully releasing those outcomes from my life. A lot of the time when I do this exercise, I do start to see patterns. I start to have like little almost like downloads kind of drop into my brain of just like, I totally see how I am attracting this in my business because I've been feeling really dull in my business. I've been feeling really lost. I've been feeling like I'm lacking passion. And so of course that's going to affect money. Of course it's going to affect the way people see me and resonate with me or don't resonate with me. Of course it's going to affect my email open rates. Like this makes sense to me. And so I'll kind of start to see like, okay, I need to reignite my passion for what I do. I'm going to think about that. So as I'm releasing it's almost like the space is being made available and new thoughts, new ideas, realizations start to come through. And I don't even have to do any work for it. And sometimes it doesn't happen. Sometimes I just watch that shit burn. And I'm just like, yeah, energetically, I am just deciding to be done with this. Once that's done, you're going to go to the right side of your journal and pull that page out, the favorable and desirable outcomes that you want page. You're going to rip that out and you're going to keep it somewhere where you can see it all the time. Sometimes I keep mine on my nightstand or in my nightstand. The last time I did this, I actually taped it to the side of my nightstand that I see when I open my eyes in the morning. Another time I taped it to my bedroom mirror. Another time I taped it to my bathroom mirror. One time I was really struggling and I just made copies of that shit. And I put one on my bathroom mirror, one on my bedroom mirror, one by my nightstand, one in my car. It just depends on like how badly you need the support and how much of it you need. You can do whatever you want with this paper, but you're going to put it somewhere where you're going to see it regularly. And that paper, the things that you have written down on that paper are going to become the movie you make in your head. You're going to play that movie when you're in the shower. When you're falling asleep at night, you are not going to have the TV on. If the TV is on because your partner wants it on, you're going to put an eye mask on, some headphones in, and you're going to play the movie in your mind that feels like and looks like and sounds like what you wrote down on that page in your journal. You're going to be thinking about this when you're driving. You're going to find music on your phone that feels like what you wrote down on this paper. And you're just going to be immersing yourself in your desires and the favorable outcomes you want to call into your life. The things that you are available for now. You are going to fill your mind and fill your day with thoughts about these things on this piece of paper. You're going to create a movie with music and a vibe that you feel when you think about it and specific pictures and specific ideas of what it would feel like if that piece of paper was your truth right now, was your actual physical reality right now. And that is what you're going to just be bathing in mentally all day. Whenever you get a chance, when you wake up in the morning and you're making your coffee, you're going to be playing the movie in your head. You're going to be thinking about it when you go to sleep at night, thinking about it when you're picking up the kids from school, thinking about it when you're doing the dishes, all the time. You want to take it a step further, create a visual, an image with visuals that feel like what you wrote down on that paper. If you can call it a vision board, you can call it whatever you want and make that your phone background. Make it your desktop wallpaper. Print it out and put it up on the fridge. Immerse yourself in that piece of paper and what you wrote down. Mentally bathe in it whenever possible. And that is how you're going to change your life and shift your reality. This is how you're going to raise your vibration. Literally, it's a fact, it's science. You're going to change the frequency you've been living in and put out a new one, elevate it, put out a higher energy, a higher frequency, a higher vibration so that you are now a match for these things you wrote down. You are no longer a match for the things on the paper you burned. So those things will eventually fall away from your life. Your relationship will elevate, or somebody will vibrate out of your life and someone will vibrate into your life. Same with business. Someone that you've been in partnership with may just like your vibe might change so much that they just no longer are a match for you when they leave your life. And someone new comes in, a new business partner, a new coach, or someone you can learn from, or a new book, a new opportunity. Things will begin to come into your life because you changed your vibration. You have to be a little bit delusional and kind of ignore the reality that you're living in, because that is signs of the old you. You're no longer there. You're elevating. And it just takes a little bit of time, a linear time, to have the actual reality change. But you're in it. You're mentally bathing in what you wrote down on that positive piece of paper in your journal. And you're elevating your frequency and attracting new things into your life and trusting the process, trusting that it's on its way. And that is it. It's as simple as that, my love. Let it be as simple as that. Try it. Let me know how it works for you. I love you. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can just search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Kazaza, and this is The Purpose Show.